This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So Mrs. Hlu is joining us live in studio namhlanje to speak about enye into ebalulekile futhi to us esizobe sikhuluma ngayo ke, which is careers fair ezobe seyikhona khona la on Thursday khona la eMangosuthu University of Technology. Thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio, Mrs. Hlu.
Thank you for having me. Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Just briefly, mhlambe ungumuntu ongazi because I know mhlambe sekuyisikhathi singabi nani on air. Just briefly about the department yenu ukuthi isebenza kanjani nenzani so that we'll know kanye bezo understand kangcono as to why you are doing this event eniyenzayo lapha eZanzi on Thursday.
Okay, thank you. It department yet it's called Cooperative Education. What we do, we place students especially for work integrated learning, abanye bayazi in-service training. We also place ama students, ama graduates for imsebenzi, laba sebeqedile abafuna imsebenzi. Kodwa kakhulu sibekelela laba bangakaqedi abasuke befanele benze that training before ba graduate. So in a nutshell, that's what we do. We make sure that we have a good relationship with ama companies. We make sure that we liaise with ama academic departments.
Yes.
Nama students ukwenzela ukuthi kube nalowo budlelwano obuhle.
That is very nice and interesting. Njoba ngadingisho kuhle ukuthi into ethinta mina nawe as sisafunda.
And it makes life easier. Yabona. Like akusamele usebenza ngakho igcela wena instead. Yazi bekuzacabanga ukuthi
uzoqala ngapi. As long as we database yabo, that is very important as well.
It's very important. We always tell our student to please make sure that you give us your CV. You need to be on our database. Don't wait until you hear what there's a company that's doing interviews. On that day, it's too late to give us your CV. So you need to give us your CV, even with database. Anytime any company comes through and they're looking for CVs, we send them our CVs, and then you are in a position to be placed. But if you don't send your CVs, then obviously we can't really help you. So the sooner you send us your CV, the better.
The better. Oh,
so CV melu send it masuzo qeda noma at any given point.
Umusuzo qeda kakhulu sifuna aba completed S4 if you are an engineering student. We want you to be completed S4 or towards the time when you write your last exams, right? And if awakaqedi, make sure that when you get your results, then you send us your updated CV.
Oh, kumele kuhambe ni academic record.
Yes, with your academic record and with your ID as well as a letter from your department that's stating that you are looking for in-service training or work integrated learning. And for those who are completed, then as soon as you complete, even though you don't have your diploma yet, you haven't graduated yet, but as long as you completed, then you can give us your CV.
Now there's an event in Nyenzayo that is taking place on Thursday and Friday, which is a careers fair. Yes, please tell us more about this event. Are you guys the organizers of the event, or what can we expect on the day?
Yes, we are the organizers of the event. We do it annually.
Okay.
The event itself, it's where we invite companies to come in. They will come in and they will talk to students. We're creating an environment where students can come in and talk to companies without being under pressure. It's not like you're meeting the company for the first time because you're going for an interview. You know, this is an atmosphere that is relaxed, where you can know more about the company. Amanyama companies, they come in to recruit as well. They recruit students at that time, but they're not going to hire you on the spot. They can take your CV and then follow up with you and maybe call you for interviews and stuff like that. But firstly, we want our students to come in and they must talk to companies, you know. They have that opportunity. Ungabugeli o Transnet Lewood.
Yeah.
Ungabugeli o SARS Lewood. They are coming in, so you must come in, talk to them, know what they are looking for, you know.
and who is expected ukuthi abe khona laphayana, or who can we invite as MUT Radio, and ubani umuntu mhlawumbe kumele aye khona lapha, you know, at the venue, so that azoba na access to all these companies azobe khona laphana.
All the MUT students, the one that are still on campus, they are students, and also I'm a graduate.
Okay.
If you are a graduate of MUT, you are welcome to come in, as long as you need to bring something that will show that you actually a graduate.
Yes, MUT.
I know some of them, they don't have the cards anymore, yeah. The student cards. Even if you come in with a copy of your diploma, that's good enough, you know, and your ID.
Yes.
But if you are still a student, you can come in with your
staff student card.
Yes. Because I'm a staff, I want to say staff card. Your student card, yes.
Okay.
We'll have security there so that we don't open up to other students by mistake. We really are looking out for
MUT students
and graduates.
Wow. Yes. And kunomehluko in between Thursday and Friday, because you said 2 days, right?
Yes, it's 2 days.
Okay.
Awukho umehluko between Thursday and Friday.
Mm.
But what normally happens is that on Thursday, companies, they don't normally take CVs.
Okay.
But on a Friday, that's when they start collecting the CVs.
Or mase behamba.
Because abafuna ukubahlala namaphepha amaningi bona. Yes.
So it would be beneficial for students to come on Thursday and Friday in Jay just to... Okay.
Yes. If you are around, you can come in twice.
Mm.
But obviously, if you usuka kude, I'm not asking you.
Yeah.
Uthi bazali bakho dinginda ukulala, because you must come in on a Thursday and a Friday.
Okay.
No, if you are around, yes, come in on Thursday and Friday. But if you're coming from far, then you can come one of the days. But if you're going to come in once, rather come in on Thursday. Because Thursday is a full day and Friday is a half day.
It's a half day.
So, yeah.
Mm.
And Friday, abantu bakhathele.
Yeah.
So yes, you must come in on Thursday.
Come in while besa interested, kwakulenda bayenzayo, and all, and just to name a few, I know there's a lot of companies that we can expect on the day. Maybe there are some companies mhlawumbe I mention away nakanti someone is listening and they actually are wanting to ask a lot about that company. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Transnet, I know is one of the companies abathandwa kakhulu
kwanye.
Yes. Company of interest of a lot of people.
Our student, when you say there's Transnet,
yes.
Yes, we've got a lot of companies. We've got, like I said, Transnet is there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got AboSARS.
Mm.
We've got companies called Feltex Automotive. Abaga in the mechanical, they'll know what is Feltex.
Okay.
We've got Ethekwini Municipality.
Mm, okay.
We've got Umsunduzi Municipality. We've got Coca-Cola, yes. Abaga Coca-Cola will be there. They will be giving us drinks and water.
But things are yes. refreshment.
Yes. We've got abantu abanjongo Blencom, abantu abenzo mechanical, electrical, no chemical, they'll know what is Blencom. We've got Bell Equipment, basuka Lego, Richards Bay,
yeah.
Bakona no Ampath, bakona abantu abenzo or natural science, they'll know. No Lenset, bakona.
Mm.
For students, IT, akona ma companies anjongo Ngweti, akona ma companies, Balanced.
It's well balanced.
Everybody.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow. And these are companies I assume you have AMA relations with as a department as well.
Yes. These are the company that normally they take our students.
Mm.
Normally when you see the companies on our database, they are there because they're taking our students.
Mm.
Yes. So we don't really just take any companies. These are our stakeholders. These are the people that must call us sitting there. Hey, sifuna basithathela ama student they come through.
Yes.
You know, there are companies that we know on every year that they're not going to take less than 50.
Wow.
There are companies that we know they will take every year at any given time to take at least 10 of our chemical omgeni water. They do that bazobe bakhona nabo sekumngeni uthukela water.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and what time is the career fair starting? Ngafika mhlambe ngobani isikhathi as a student?
Okay, it's starting at 9
okay.
in the morning on Thursday and finishes at 3. And then on Friday, we're starting at 8:30 and we're finishing at 12.
Mm. Okay, there's no RSVP, so you just...
No, just you just show up.
Just show up.
Yes, it's only one time where you're gonna be welcome without RSVP.
Without RSVP. No, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mrs. Fluby, for joining us on MET Radio and our show. I hope I may know I'm a student, Asizagele and Azwile. And I think we're gonna do a live read here in the studio just to remind them, Uguti, there is something in Zagalayo on Thursday and Friday, because at least it's still Tuesday. We have Wednesday and then obviously now with Thursday and Friday. So thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes, other than that.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.